It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Six forty-three, 17 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Halloween morning. Maybe a chance for rain today and this afternoon, particularly around the time the kids go trick-or-treating, which is unfortunate considering it's been 26 days since we've had any measurable rainfall, but I guess we need it. Let's find out more about that from our good friend Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing well. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. But you know, the first thing I got to ask you about is Hootie Strain. How's Hootie Strain doing?
Oh, Hootie is having a Hootie day. Every day is a Hootie day. Yeah.
It's Hootie Ween, isn't it? It's Hootie Ween.
It's Hootie Week. That's right.
No, Ween. Hootie
Ween. Well, Hootie's already up and, you know, and terrorizing the house and just having a glorious morning.
Hootie is Dr. Strain's new Basset Hound puppy that's how old now?
Now we're going to be about 12 weeks. We're already at 19 pounds, though.
All right, let's talk about...
Yeah. We're growing rapidly.
I bet. Let's talk about sugarcane harvest. How's that going?
Sugarcane harvest is growing very, very well. We are, rolling through the field, and a lot of areas were a little lower on tonnage, a little lower on sugar in some areas, but by and large, it's very good. Sugarcane price, about 38.5 cents. We do expect we'll be done probably mid-January, but on about 533,000 acres, $1.5 billion.
Wow.
$1.5 billion, about 2 million tons. And so it's going very well. We're very pleased. These new varieties are really making a big difference. That's the thing about Louisiana sugar. We have two of the preeminent sugarcane research stations in the world with new varieties, new technologies. And we really get it in the hands of the farmers, you know, just immediately once we get the research done. So it's doing very well. I've been talking to our cane farmers on a daily basis, and so they're happy. This dry weather, we need a little bit of rain. That would help, but they're doing very well. We're very happy about that.
Speaking of the dry weather, you know, I mentioned 26 days, I think it was, here in the area without measurable rainfall. And, of course, some today, this morning, I had a little bit of rain in Belchase and in Algiers. Tell me about the burn ban and the dry conditions and chances of a repeat of what we had last year, Mike, with the fires.
Yeah, so far this month, we've had 122 wildfires across the state, most of which are from debris burns. And in most, we have 37 parishes under a burn ban. And, you know, Washington Parish is under a burn ban, Tangipahoa, East Baton Rouge, most of central and northern and southwestern Louisiana is all under burn ban. And we're asking everybody, please, please, you know, pay attention to what's going on. We've had some kind of strange fire situations in Washington Parish and then up in some of the upper parishes. We've had a number of fires that were a result of mechanical issues. A set of fires in Washington Parish was from actually a pickup truck that did not know they would have mechanical issues, but they were dragging something off the back of the truck, and it's caused fires over many different miles. And those got in, you know, to some on some farms and could have been disastrous. And then we had a situation in northwest Louisiana where on a dual-tired trailer, one of the tires blew, and the driver kept going and really didn't know it, but it was throwing sparks, and it set about 10 fires. And so what happens, it's so dry, the least amount of things can set a fire. And that's why we're urging everyone. We've been very pleased. We haven't had as many, as I call them, the cigarette butt fires where people thump out a cigarette. Please, everyone, work with us. We You see, we have this intermittent wind, and we've seen winds of 10 to 14 miles an hour, and that can move a fire pretty quickly. We're watching very closely. We're working with the fire marshal's office, and we have our aircraft in the air, and we're trying to contain these fires quickly so they any of them that don't get out of hand. So we are identifying them quickly and jumping on them. One of the things, you know, with this, we've lost about 500 acres, but that's with 122 wildfires. So that's a burn rate, you know, of less than 5 acres, you know, per fire. So we're working very, very quickly. But everyone, please work with us. We're hoping to get some rain. And once we get some rain, we'll lift these burn bans where you can burn these with your debris piles.
Mike, I want to go back to that a little bit. Like, you're talking about flipping a cigarette out the window. First of all, you shouldn't do it because it's littering. You see the cigarette butts all over, and it's disgusting. But not only is it littering, but I think people sometimes don't get that. When they try to get a fire started in their fireplace and the wood is green, they have a hard time. So they think there's no way a spark or a cigarette butt can cause a fire. But please, for the love of God, tell them why that's not true, how it can cause
that's
a fire.
True. Well, just travel down the interstate or the highway and look to see all those little burns on the side of the road. Most of that is from cigarette butts and other things. And that grass is so dry. The ground is so dry. And so when you look at, you know, we follow the burn ban indices. I've been working closely with Jay Grimes. And those indices mean something. That tells us what the moisture content is on the surface and the first 10 inches of the soil. And, you know, when that cigarette butt goes out there, once it gets started, it's unattended, and it can roll. And if it gets to moving very quickly with some wind, it can really roll very quickly. So, you know, grass fires can start just very fast, and then they can turn into major wildfires. And, of course, now the situation that we have is with all the dead pine trees as a result of the drought. We've got added fuel. And what we're watching now, we're seeing the forest starting to brown up again. Mm. You know, after the last drought, when we had some rain, things started greening up a little bit. Now we're seeing it brown up again, which means there's more stress on the forest. And I'm hoping we don't have another die-off of timber. We had some timber that was some that didn't die that was really became unhealthy, though. And that is a major issue across the state, the amount of trees that are dead. All you got to do is look up at the top of the trees, and you can tell. And those pine needles, they really burn fast, and they can really, really, you know, cause some problems. So, again, that cigarette butt, as we say, you know, cover those butts up. Don't throw them out. Make sure they're extinguished. And the other part is that don't burn a pile of leaves or a pile of debris and leave it, and don't burn anything like that during a burn ban. We're asking everyone, contact the local fire department, and they can also go to our Department of Ag and Forestry website to see what parishes are under a burn ban.
All right, let me take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the tops of trees, pecan trees specifically. We'll talk about pecans and turkey and sweet potatoes and cane syrup. We got November starting tomorrow, All Saints Day, and Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. And something about I want to ask you about the pecan trees, because the old timers used to say that when the pecan trees lose their leaves, you know, the cold weather's coming. And I was looking at the pecan trees in my yard, and they're not losing any leaves. We'll be back. Traffic now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
WL. 6:56, 4 till 7. Mike, I was thinking about you last night as I went to sleep. Don't get the wrong idea, but I was thinking about what the old timers say about the pecan trees, because they say, you know, when I first moved to Plaquemines, they said you watch the leaves on the pecan trees. when they fall off, that means the cold weather's coming and the hot stuff's gone for good. When they come back, it means the cold weather's gone and the warm weather's returning. I don't know if that's true or not, but my pecan trees are not really losing that many leaves. Is that a true indicator or not?
It is. Well, it's going to happen as a natural cycle. You know, it's they're deciduous trees. They start losing the leaves, getting ready for the dormant period, which generally starts, in the winter, often, January, February. But they can start losing leaves, in the fall. So, the old-timers tend to put things together like that, but it's not really – we don't know if that's an indication of how cold it's going to get, but they generally do. It's one of those natural things. And, some of the old timers would also say if you plant corn, they would also look at the thickness of the shuck. And if the shuck was real thick, you're going to have a really cold winter. And so, that there's always something to that, but I don't think the pecan trees can really tell the weather that's coming. However, I will tell you that we are in a very abnormal weather pattern. Mm-hmm. We are now, they keep telling us that, that we're going to get into La Nina, but we haven't. We're still in that transitional phase. And that's what's caused a lot of this very, very strange, very strange weather. We're hitting days, like 90 degrees almost right now. Mm-hmm. And the mosquitoes are still out. And, we keep waiting on, that first winter. I think if we start getting some cold weather, and some rainy weather, I think you're going to see those true shifts. But but the pecan trees, it's a part of of fall and of autumn. Now everything's losing leaves everywhere else. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. We are shedding. A lot of areas almost look like the East Coast as far as the leaves turning and shedding. So I think we are headed in the right direction.
Tell me about the Farm Bill, Mike. What's going on with that?
Absolutely nothing. That's the problem. We are really, we're starting to get a bit uptight. I met with farmers this week. We continue to meet with them. The original Farm Bill expired September 30th of 2023. It was renewed for a year to 2024. Then they kept saying they were going to pass it. And this just absolutely stalemated. And programs are ceasing to function. So like the National Resource Conservation Service, the Farm Services Agency, they can't fill positions and hire people. They can't sign new contracts. Now, a lot of things will terminate at the end of this year on December 31st as well. And so now everything's in limbo. They've had 2 years to pass this. And now they say, we're gonna let the next Congress deal with it. It's their responsibility to deal with it now. Such things as foreign trade, research, there's so many things involved in the Farm Bill. And it's only 1% of the federal budget. They need to get together. They need to go ahead and have these discussions and pass this bill. Congress needs to become functional rather than dysfunctional. And that's the message we're telling them. Y'all have had plenty of time. We don't want any more excuses. We want y'all to go to work and pass a farm bill. They're going back and for a lame duck session. They'll be there 20 days. That's enough time. They need to get it done.
Michael.
Our legislators are going back in session on the 6th. They can be very busy as well.
On a lighter note, when you were a kid, you go on trick-or-treating. What was that one candy you were looking for? What was the jackpot when you got it?
Oh, Snickers.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
There
Incredible.
You go.
Incredible. It's got everything, all the food groups in it.
It's like a protein bar in a way. Thank you, Mike. Happy Halloween. We'll be back, WWL.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.